Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Oh, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, when it's hot, I told you again. When you're born on the sun, it's damn hot.
It's Mike Shope.
So damn hot. I saw one of those guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about.
And the Bulldog.
It's going to be like tonight. It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Damn hot!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Here is you from the future telling me in June of 1993 that no Canadian team would win the Stanley Cup again for at least 32 years. I would go like this. Okay, let me think about this. Vancouver... Okay. I mean, I read left to right. So Vancouver, sure, I believe it. They do go to the finals the next year, but I mean, I don't know that because I'm in 1993.
Yeah.
You tell me Vancouver didn't win a Stanley Cup for the next three decades, I'd have no problem believing it. Edmonton, they had traded Wayne Gretzky. Like, it's Edmonton. Like, all right. I mean, that team's over.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had their moment.
Yeah. They're not a... It's money's talking now in this league. Okay.
It was a little more than a moment. They had an era.
A dynasty.
They had an era.
But it was over.
Right.
So, okay. Calgary was good, but I guess I wouldn't strain to believe that Calgary would not win a Stanley Cup for the next 30 years. Winnipeg, sure. Obviously, they don't win a Stanley Cup for the next 30 years. I could have told you that from the present future guy. Ottawa is new. Expansion team. All right. I'm with you so far.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's my team in 1993. I'm crushed by the Leafs losing to Gretzky's Kings and then the Kings losing to the Canadiens. But the Leafs had a way then, as they I think they still do, of not getting to the top. I think I would have believed it. I would have been like sort of bitter Leafs fan going, all right, fine, I guess. I'm not shocked.
Mm.
Quebec is still there, but... They don't get Lindros done, and that maybe they're moving. Maybe I know this already. I don't know, but
it's a little early for that. But yeah, okay.
If I don't know that they're moving, they're the team where I might have the hardest time because they're like loading up, but they've never been to the finals. And Montreal, don't tell me that Canada doesn't win a cup for 32 years. Just tell me that Montreal doesn't, and I think I'm stunned. I think I just would not have believed that the Montreal Canadiens in 1993 would not win another cup in more than three decades. The Canadiens?
Right, we grew up with them winning the cup kind of all the time.
All the time.
they just...
Well, how could they have not won a Stanley Cup in 30 years?
Yeah.
That sounds like the Cubs or something. It sounds like a team that... just
I'm not
would be futile.
Burdened by the flirtation, more than a flirtation. I never have been a Leafs fan. I would have difficulty believing both of those teams. I would almost view them as equals, and I know they're not. As far as cup wins go, I mean, you got to go back to the 60s for the Leafs, and Montreal obviously has won much more more recently than that. Anyway, I'll take the much off of that. But I would say Toronto, Montreal, like those are hockey hotbed markets that almost demand that you contend, and I would expect the team to sort of follow suit. And Toronto mostly has. They've been contending. There was a big dip before Matthews got there, and it was pretty dark for a while. And it was, you know, not great in the 80s either, right? Ballard, I mean, it was pretty bleak.
It was not.
But I would have assumed either one of those two teams would have won in this period of time since Montreal last won in 93.
Fair enough. But most of the Canadian franchises, I think I would have said 30 years ago, like, yeah, all right, well, I get it.
I believe you.
But not the Habs. The Habs have won 8 cups since Toronto's been to the finals. I think it's like 8 or 9. Montreal went to that final in the COVID year, but lost.
That's right.
Going through Toronto.
Right.
A much better Toronto team
that
year to do so.
I saw a list. I'm not going to be able to recall it exactly, but just to point out how much of a powerhouse Montreal was back in the 70s, the list of cup matchups that are repeats, right? Like Edmonton and Florida are this year. That's a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short list, and Montreal might have three. If there's 6 matchups on it, Montreal's in 3 of them.
Back to back.
Yeah,
like Montreal, Boston.
Yeah. Maybe it's only 2 of the 5 or something. However many it is, they had multiple appearances on that list, and they're the only team I think that is like that you know repeats like that. Although if it was Boston twice in a row, then Boston would be there too.
But 77, 78 are both Montreal, Boston. Montreal, Calgary was 2 in 3 years, not back to back.
Right,
86, 88.
Yep.
Maybe the Montreal-Chicago matchups from the early 70s could be on the list.
It's just not something I
this
think
is
I
since
can...
since expansion?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Like, oh, yeah, St. Louis-Montreal. Montreal is on it. Yes.
Like 1969
so Montreal's on it twice. That's what it is. Montreal has 2 of the... Yeah,
and St. Louis isn't that Scotty Bowman?
Yes,
St. Louis,
and it's expansion
in the West,
and they win the West.
Yeah, and like it's all expansion teams or something.
Right, it's like
L.A.
Philadelphia, Pittsburgh,
Philadelphia,
maybe?
And they win, and it's like the JV,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Sabres on this list? No. Back to back Stanley Cup Finals. All right, well, I don't have to sit here in silence thinking about it. Pittsburgh,
Detroit. Are you? Yes, that's Crosby's first cup. How invested in the streak ending are you, if at all? Like, do you
not really yet? You know me. I love streaks. I'm the guy. I'm the worst guy to be around. I love when the Red Sox lose and the Cubs lose and these kind of things like this. I don't root against Canada per se, but I it's gone if they win.
Right.
This is an interesting topic. It's over if Edmonton wins. I'm just here for the content. I wanted to get back to every year having debating the curse of the Bambino, and the Red Sox went and ruined it. They just ruined their brand winning.
Folks, he's not wrong. I don't care about them at all anymore, really. And it's not just the one. Maybe if it had just been the one, I'd still be hungry. But they won 4 in like 13 years or something, and like... my entire existence as a human was sort of based in this misery that I was carrying around with the Boston Red Sox. When it was gone, I'm like, I don't have to watch you anymore.
I love droughts.
I'm not from Boston. I kind of, you can be pretty annoying, a lot of you. I don't need to align with this.
This was tested for me with the Leafs because I sat down to watch Game 7 against Florida, and I didn't want them to lose. I wanted them to beat Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it's family, it's friends, it's my past. Yeah. Like, I wanted them, I don't really like them, but I wanted them to beat Florida. Marchand, too. You take Florida and you mix in Marchand.
Right.
Like, not, and then the game just so got away from them, and, you know, then I was kind of done with it. It didn't hurt.
Yeah.
But I didn't want them to lose, so.
I didn't either. I'm sort of all over the road here. But I think when the games begin, like when it, you know, 8:10 or whatever time they're actually going to drop the puck tonight, I think I will have a hard time not rooting for Florida.
Really?
I like the build of that team so much. And I was rooting for Toronto to beat them because John Gale was sitting in my living room watching game 7, and I would have felt just like a real jerk, like actively rooting. You know, and that matters to me, and the market matters, the history of the franchise matters, and, you know, I'm sort of a stick up for, like, keep going guy, and I'd like an example of someone who's going to keep going actually getting paid off, you know, instead of it, okay, now it's okay, swing the wrecking ball now, finally, you have to, you can't keep going like this. So I was
Which team are you talking about?
Toronto,
okay.
Right now. I'm saying I was, like, conflicted there, but now that, like, that's over, I like Florida so much. Barkov is so fantastic. Just one of the best two-way players ever is what he is. He dominates the Selke. He scores tons of points.
Reinhardt is like
Reinhardt is
in the same bucket.
Yeah. He's great. I love Tkachuk, even though he's a dirtbag. And like Marchand fits right in. Like it all works, and I really like Paul Maurice.
Coach is likable.
So I'm really – and that's against – what is that against? That's against this incredible talent that McDavid is, which is breathtaking. Like, I don't want him to lose, but I think I'm expecting to feel Florida when I turn the game on tonight. I'm not positive, but I'm expecting that. I just like how they play so much because I think they can do almost anything you want to do.
Edmonton is different. How? I mean, they. It's the top line. It's the top guys that are the story when it comes to the Oilers. But they got tight. Like they.
Oh, they showed me, and I think everyone, a lot.
They got tight in a good way.
Yeah, they buckled games down against Dallas. I mean, the coach for Dallas came off kind of like a knucklehead talking about, you know, we need to get a lead and the goalie and blaming the goalie and all this stuff. But he's right. I mean, you're behind 2-1 to that team now, and they know how to do it. So I think it's a really it's a super fascinating matchup. I think, it was last year, but I think Edmonton has grown in this way. Like if they do get a lead, I think Florida could be really in tough. The trick is going to be getting that lead. Like if they're up 3-1, you know, in the third period, I think look out. I think Florida's going to have a very tough time, but they're going to have to get it. They're going to have to make that work. And if they do, I think they are equipped to play a game that's, you know, kind of boring but effective.
You know what there I think isn't anymore is any sort of condescension toward the Florida market, like the Southeast. I didn't read the piece, but I saw it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pass by me a reference to Tampa and Florida thriving because maybe in part they're not beholden to like older traditions or something. Like, it's not just no state tax. I saw Ryan Lambert, you know, whacking at that too. Enough with the state taxes.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not a straight line. You know, good teams and taxes are not perfectly correlated. But just how like those two franchises took the freedom they had to, like, I don't know, interact with fans differently, or just sort of they were able to almost like from scratch write kind of like a brand. What is the right way to put this? Somebody wrote it and I didn't read it, so I don't know how to put it. Like, kind of like we can, well, we don't have to do anything a certain way.
Yeah, they're
not. With the Sabres, we're always complaining about how it used to be like this or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's kind of antiquated now too, because now the story is just they're losing. But the idea, like jerseys or traditions, like it had to be a certain way. And all I'm saying is Florida and Tampa, I think, are teams that just didn't really care about that or need to know about it.
They maybe are free of convention a little bit more than you know, a team in a traditional market. And they also, Florida's, maybe this, I don't know, I didn't see this piece, but this might be a point worth making within this context. You know, Toronto, gotta keep going. Austin Matthews, Nylander, Marner, right? Year over year over year, first round loss. Oh, we made it out of the first round, second round loss. Keep going. Florida, did they not win the President's Trophy the year before Maurice got there? Like, if they didn't win it, they had like 111 points or something. Like, they were a great regular season team. This is before the Tkachuk trade. This is with Jonathan Huberdeau as their leading scorer. And they had a monster year, and they got knocked out, maybe by Tampa. I don't even remember.
Second round, 22.
They get knocked out, and they gutted it. I mean, and I think Florida gives them a freedom to do that maybe a Toronto doesn't. They acted quickly and definitively, and they made that trade. And it did not take right away. Maurice didn't take right away. They're on the ropes with the Sabres 3 seasons ago to get in the playoffs. And then they make it, and everything Maurice is all about eventually takes hold, and now they're this team. They built it up and got everything in line and made the finals and lost, and then made the finals and won, and now they're in the finals again. After, I think, a President's Trophy season.
That's correct.
That's amazing. To go wrecking ball then, and that is something I think you have a harder time doing in a market that is more traditional, and maybe, dare I say, the fans are more, you know, they're just more clued into it, whereas Florida, I would perceive them up to a certain point here as being relatively new and casual about it. And like, oh, we had a great year. I'm sure there were fans that were upset about trading the leading scorer that had Huberdeau's jersey and everything or whatever. But they were brave, I think, to do that. And they did it, and they've been paid off. And that really, I think, identified what it is I like about Florida so much, that they did that. That is hard to do. That is one of the hardest things to do in sports, I think, is to take a thing that looks like it's excellent, had a bad result in a small sample, like lose a 7-game series in the second round. This isn't going to work. We got to do something else. And the something else has been something else for them.
Well, you're around a franchise that needs judgment at Nuremberg to decide whether to trade Henry Jokiharju. So you can appreciate a team that takes big swings. I think that's probably safe to say.
That is it.
The Sabres take the Sabres bunt.
I don't know how engaging this has been for our listeners to hear, but I'm so glad that I arrived at what I think is a reasonable explanation for why I admire the franchise so much. That's it. I don't think without having this conversation I would have gotten there or even realized that that's the flashpoint.
I'm looking at some of the immediate streaming reaction, and it's amazing. They're amazed by this commentary. People are enthralled.
Let me go check the YouTube chat. What's going on in the YouTube? Oh, they're talking about golf. Okay,
it's all spiking. Everything.
Sorry, YouTube chatters. Spiking. I really didn't look, and I don't know if you're talking about golf.
Well, it's just, you know, not that long ago, Florida Panthers, you know, great, you're killing hockey or something.
Because no.
It's in the – but it's the opposite.
I would watch their games – you know, not just Sabres games, and there's nobody there. Be like, how in the world is this a sustainable model? Like, what are we doing?
But I've been to one Florida Panthers game, 2007. Sabres, you know, going to toward the President's Trophy. I got Ty Conklin, but that's fine. Sabres won the game. And I have a couple of great memories of it. May I?
Please.
It wasn't a big crowd. I mean, I felt like the Sabres fans were much of the crowd.
Yeah.
I loved that between periods you could go outside in Florida. That they had like just on the outside, off the concourse, doors to like little balconies, and
that is pretty,
you could be outside.
That's pretty bomb. I like that.
Although maybe it's 86 here. I don't know. Maybe it's hot, too hot there. Whatever. Like, I liked that. So we did that. The better thing is, so this is 2007, a year or two before this, my wife and I went to the U.S. Open tennis in New York, and I was driving Alexis, and we drove down. She grew up an hour north of New York City. We drove into the city to go to Flushing Meadow, and I'm, you know, a little bit nervous because I don't drive New York City very often. I've got my car, you know, I'm sort of like, I'm excited, and we get near the tennis facility, and there's a sign, Lexus free parking. Like, oh, I'm expecting to pay $100 to park in New York City for the U.S. Open. I think a Coke is $20 at the U.S. Open. It's famously expensive. Yet, because of the kind of car I'm driving, I get to park for free. So we pull into the parking lot, and I can remember talking to the attendant, like, I get to park for free? They're like, yes. Lexus sponsors the U.S. Open.
It's
free
amazing.
Parking. Help yourself. Like, oh, this is going to be a great day. Florida, we don't drive. I've done it, but we fly to Florida for this trip, and we're in a rental and pull in toward the Florida Panthers arena.
I've never heard this from you, but I think I know what this is going to end up being.
And there's a sign, like the Lexus logo, free parking. Like the same sign, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So we pull in, and I tell the person, oh, the luck. I drive a Lexus, but I'm in a rental car because we're in from out of town. And, I mean, tough. I'm sure I don't get to park for free. And the woman says, everybody parks for free. The sign was just like the logo is just stamped on there for whatever purpose. So just like some amount of money was spent so they could have their logo on the parking signs. But no, like... And I was like, everybody, what does the sign mean? Like, no, it just says free parking. It's all it means. Everybody parks for free. And then she said, otherwise nobody would come.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. You know what I thought was going to happen there? Their arena used to be called the Enterprise Car Rental Center.
Oh, okay.
And I thought you were going to end up with Enterprise Rental Cars Park for Free at Enterprise Car Rental Center.
No, it's just like, just a coincidence that there was that logo on the sign. So no money was spent in either case.
Imagine a sporting event where everyone parks for free. That's mind-boggling.
That might be different now. Florida Panthers?
I would bet it is, yes.
I would bet it is, too.
I would bet it is.
Yeah, 2007.
Wow.
Time out for the update, then we'll talk some more. Got a James Cook call earlier. We can maybe get back into that. It's always sitting right there, at least until he shows up. Then that's over. Just like the Red Sox winning a World Series or whatever else. Once Cook shows up, we're done with that one. Hasn't happened yet, as far as we know. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.